If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today in the long off season. It's over. It is officially time to get back to where these daily pods began. It's been a full year since I started the daily pods. We got training camp. The Eagles are back at NovaCare today, which means every day we're going to have what's on the schedule. We're going to get back to the injury report. We're going to have the news of the day. We're going to have quotes from players, updates from practice. This is once again, and I like to think it was this during the offseason too, but now this is going to be back what the daily pod was. It is going to be getting you informed for the day ahead, because with training camp beginning, there is going to be so much news over the next month. And every day, every morning, Daily Pod's going to have you with the news of the day, what you need to know to get your day going. And man, it's crazy it's been a year of the Daily Pods already, but it's even crazier that it's already time for training camp. And so let's start with what is on the schedule today. And the Eagles are reporting to the NovaCare for the beginning of the 2025 training camp, the beginning of the 2025 season. The page has officially been turned from 2024. The best time of the year is here. All players on the Eagles roster are expected to report today. They'll show up. They'll get medicals, they'll have a team meeting, and they'll prepare for practice on Wednesday. So on the schedule, the beginning of training camp. So keep an eye out today. There'll be lots of footage of players showing up to camp, walking in. I'm going to sound like an old seasoned vet beat reporter here, but I remember the days where we used to go up to Lehigh and stand outside of the dorm rooms. And when a car would pull up, you would look down and wait and see if it was someone you wanted. And if it was someone important, you would run over and they would be carrying in like a fan or a gaming system, their luggage, whatever. And that's when the players would talk. Not the case so much anymore. We don't get to talk to the players today, but I'd assume on Wednesday we're going to hear from some key figures, including Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. So training camp's not what it used to be in terms of day one, but it is still day one, which is very exciting. So on the schedule for today, the Eagles report to training camp. The injury report. So obviously no news yet as to injuries. Now, I would keep an eye out today. I would assume that N'Kobe Dean, it will probably be announced, is going to start the training camp on PUP. The question will be, will Jahad Campbell start training camp on PUP? I don't expect him to. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, I'm already wrong. I just get the sense he is going to be participating in practice to some degree. I don't know if he'll be a full participant, but the two players I would expect to see some type of update today. I would think N'Kobe will be placed on the physically unable to perform list. Now, he could be taken off of that during training camp, but my expectation is he will start the season on the PUP. And then Jahad Campbell, also a candidate for it, but I would think he would not start it. So that would be the injury report for today. But later this week, as they start to practice, we'll find out way more about what's going on with them and any other potentially injured Eagles as practice begins on Wednesday. We did have some news on Monday, and it was some news that we expected. I would have been stunned if this didn't happen on Monday, and it did happen on Monday. The Eagles signed second-round pick Andrew Mukuba to his four-year deal, meaning that all of the rookies, all 10 of them, are signed and under contract. Now, we've talked about this on the pod a few times, but the second round picks this year have been a little bit different because one of the first that signed, or the first that signed amongst the second round picks, got a fully guaranteed deal. And it kind of set off every second round pick is going for a fully guaranteed deal. Now, we don't know the details of Andrew Mukuba's contract yet. I'm guessing those will come out and we'll share them with you when it does. But Andrew Mukuba under contract, my guess is not fully guaranteed, probably mostly guaranteed. But the important thing is he is under contract and he will practice, I'm assuming, on Wednesday. So the Eagles avoid any potential holdout with any of their rookies, anything like that. They'll all be under, they are all under contract and they will all partake to some degree in training camp. All right, some other news, a little less interesting, but important if you're into this type of thing. The Eagles announced a bunch of title changes to their scouting department, as well as a couple new hires. So let's start with the first kind of exciting hire, which is one we knew about, but is now official. Joe Douglas officially joins the Eagles staff. He is back after not a completely disastrous time with the Jets. He did draft a lot of good players, but certainly I think Joe would tell you they didn't have the success he was hoping for. So he rejoins the staff. His title, Senior Personnel Director / Advisor to the General Manager. As a former GM, as someone that's been in the league for a long time, you knew he was going to get an ultra-important title there. He wasn't just going to be some scout. So he basically gets the highest title you can get besides General Manager. We'll see how long Joe Douglas is with the team. I think that he would probably like another chance at being GM. I think that he could potentially get it. The Jets are not a good situation. I think he could end up in a better situation. He'll be more selective this time. And the grass isn't always greener. Yes, he's not the GM, but I'm sure he's making good money with the Eagles. He's with a good team. He gets to do what he loves, which is scout, right? So I do think that this is a good setup for him. So in addition to Joe Douglas, we'll kind of fly through the other title changes here. So Ryan Myers is now the director of college scouting. Matt Holland, the assistant director of college scouting. Jared Kilborn, the assistant director of pro scouting. Terrence Braxton, a pro scout. Rod Streeter, a West Coast area scout. Duke Tobin, Midlands area scout. And then on the football operations side, James Gilman is now the senior director of football research and strategy. John Liu, director of football analytics. Zachary Stever, the assistant director of football research and strategy. And then they do have a few more new hires, which is Preston Tiffany, a NFS scout. And then on the football operations side, some new hires. Smit Baha, I apologize for mispronouncing that, quantitative analysis. Grant Rietler, football transactions coordinator. Molly Rottenhouse, football operations coordinator. And Leif Thorson, a software developer. So look, the season is back when you know I'm having trouble pronouncing names. So shout out to everyone who joined the Eagles. Congrats on the new jobs and the new titles. And it'll be interesting to see the next time we hear from these guys. It'll probably be more promotions and being hired elsewhere because the Eagles have become somewhat of a front office factory. I know they wanted to be the quarterback factory, but they become more of a front office factory, I would say. So we will see who's next up from that scouting department. So some other news from the day, not so much transactional news, but just different odds and ends you should probably know for your Tuesday, is ESPN put out a list. Man, maybe this is our last list of the offseason. Who knows? I hope not. I love lists. ESPN put out a list basically ranking the rosters. Now, they called it the starting units, so I think they maybe are just talking about the 22 starters, but I'd imagine the full roster taken into consideration here. And as you might imagine, the Eagles finished pretty high on the list. Now, they didn't finish first. They came in second behind the Baltimore Ravens. The top five were the Ravens, the Eagles, Lions, Bills, and Chiefs. I think that's probably fair. The Eagles have lost a lot of players on defense this year. I think, you know, you could argue, would a GM take the Ravens or the Eagles roster? Lamar is an interesting factor there. I would think more GMs would take the Eagles roster, but it is a toss-up, I think, and putting the Ravens first isn't crazy. So the Eagles finishing second, they went through each team and list the biggest strength, the biggest weakness, the X factor, and the non-starter to know. The biggest strength they listed on the team, offensive tackle. You could argue receiver, you could argue running back, you could argue offensive line as a whole, but offensive tackle I think makes sense. You know, Hugh Douglas was talking earlier the day on Monday about Lane Johnson, right? And, you know, as a former edge player, one of the best edge players to ever play for the Eagles, he was just talking about the mentality of a defensive lineman when you're going up against a tackle like that and how frustrating it can be when you know that that guy is really, really good. And Lane Johnson has not allowed a sack in like 2 years or whatever it is. Jordan Mailata was ranked as the number one tackle in the NFL last year by Pro Football Focus. When we talk about the golden era of the Eagles and this current run they're on, I think the current run ends when their offensive line falls apart. I think they'll be able to find other receivers, other running backs. I think, you know, the quarterback, we could have a 4-pod episode debate about that. But their offensive line right now, I think, is the strength of the team, and it's what makes them so good. So the offensive tackle being the biggest strength, I think, does make a ton of sense, and I agree with it. The biggest weakness they have down as edge. Now, I would argue it might be safety. They don't have a starting safety opposite Reed Blankenship. And Reed Blankenship, while he is a very good player, I don't view him as an impact like type of player. So I would argue maybe safety, but if you just look at positional importance, their edge is more important than safety, and they have a lot of questions there. You know, as I've said, I think Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt have to have the lowest amount of combined snaps for a starting set of edges on a contending team. Now, maybe Azeez Ojulari ends up starting over Jalix Hunt, who knows, but regardless, their edge position is filled with a ton of potential and questions, and they're not filled with a ton of proven commodities. So I do understand the biggest weakness being edge. The X factor that they have, Tyler Steen and Kenyon Green. I would throw Matt Pryor in there. I think Matt Pryor has a potential chance to start for this team. But the X factor being Tyler Steen, you know, look, it's important. I think that they got really good play. They got good play, I should say, out of Mekhi Becton last year. I think his contract shows you he didn't hand them like all pro bowl level talent. He was very, very good and a big part of the locker room. But, you know, I think he's a replaceable player. Tyler Steen, they're going to have to get average play out of him. Now, he's surrounded by 4 all pro talent, so I think they'll be able to do that. You know, offensive linemen will say up and down that the line's only as strong as the weakest link, and there is truth to that. But I would say the biggest X factor is probably going to be the passing game. Like, are they able with the pat? And I know this isn't a player, right? But are they able, when everyone slams the box for Saquon this year and people want to make the passing game beat them, are they going to be able to do it? I think they will. I do expect them to pass the ball a ton more this year. I think the vertical game will be more part of their game. But I would say that's a bigger X factor over Tyler Steen. I'd be pretty surprised if a Jeff Stoutland offensive line with that amount of talent isn't good. So I'm not concerned about the offensive line. And then the non-starter to know, they have Kelee Ringo. Ironically, he's probably going to be a starter, so he might not qualify here, but he certainly is someone that's going to need a good training camp. I don't think he's locked in as a starter. And I'm excited to watch Kelee. The last time we saw him out on the field, he had an awesome day, breaking up 2 touchdowns, having some really good coverage against AJ Brown. So Kelee is going to be someone all eyes will be on at training camp. And I think, you know, he will have a job there to win. And if he does, he's going to get paid next offseason. One of the many Eagles that is going to, that are going to be eligible for a contract next offseason. So in other ranking news you might be interested in, the Commanders finish with the 7th best roster. The Cowboys finish 18th, and the Giants finish 27th. So Eagles easily the best roster, you know, in that division, 5 spots ahead of the Cowboys and then considerably higher up. I'm sorry, 5 spots ahead of the Commanders, then considerably higher than the Cowboys and the Giants. All right, the last piece of audio here. So Ross Tucker tweeted this out on Monday, and I thought it was interesting. So we've been doing so much talking recently about where Jalen Hurts ranks, both in the league, in Philly athletes over the past 25 years, over current. Is he the best Eagle? Like all types of debates, right? And in that, McNabb has been discussed a little bit, but McNabb is probably not given the credit. In fact, I would say definitely is not given the credit he deserves. And you could hear that when these lists came out. Like, not many people thought McNabb should be in their top 5. Not many people would have McNabb on their Eagles Mount Rushmore. I do think McNabb deserves a ton of credit. Now, Jalen coming and winning the Super Bowl certainly knocks McNabb down because he was the best quarterback in the history of the franchise prior to Jalen coming around. And you could still make an argument he's the best. Longevity, total stats, all those things. But with Jalen going to two Super Bowls and winning one, it's hard to rationalize fully that McNabb would be ahead of him. But McNabb was on the Ross Tucker pod and was asked by Ross how he feels about being, you know, underrated probably by Eagles fans. So here's what McNabb had to say about that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I don't really even look at it that way. I mean, for me, it's just I was never the rah-rah guy. I was never, you know, hey, look at me kind of a guy. You know, I was more of team and, you know, it's about winning because that's what, as a quarterback, that's what we're measured by. We're measured by wins and losses. And so it's not the glorified, hey, I threw for 300 yards or I threw for 5,000 yards, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm ranked in the top three in touchdowns. It's about winning. And it's about winning. When it comes to being able to talk about our era, you know, we've done some great things.
It's funny to hear McNabb point out the one thing that matters most to him is the one thing Jalen Hurts has been, or at least the people trying to support him, have pointed out, which is winning. And that is what McNabb was known for during his time here. He didn't have amazing stats. Now, he leads the Eagles in a lot of records and, you know, passing yards, touchdowns, all those things, because he played for so long. But he was never, you know, leading the league in passing every year. He was never throwing for a ton of yards. He didn't have a lot of talent around him. What made McNabb the best quarterback in franchise history was all the wins, the double-digit wins, the four straight NFC championship games, going to five NFC championship games. And ironically, much like Hurts, a lot of the reason they won those games was because of the defense, right? Like, the defense was unbelievable in those early 2000 teams. And then they get T.O., Brian Westbrook was really good. There were other playmakers, but mostly McNabb held the top spot because of longevity, but also because of the wins. So I'd be curious to know. I mean, hopefully one day we get to ask him. I think he will be on WIP this season, hopefully, like he was last year. But, you know, would he consider Jalen? Like, where would he rank Jalen? Where would he put Jalen in the current league? Where would he put Jalen all-time Eagles? And I don't know if he, you know, be able to answer that one without bias, but the main argument McNabb is making there is kind of the main argument people make for Jalen. So overall, I understand McNabb's time with the team was rocky, you know, booed when he was drafted, throwing up in the Super Bowl, not winning the Super Bowl. I get all that. But man, I can just speak for myself, and hopefully a lot of you guys agree with me. Those early 2000 Eagles brought so much joy to the city, won so many big games. They were so successful. Repeat success is so hard to do. And they did that. And they didn't win the big one. But man, those were some really, really, really talented teams. And I do think McNabb deserves more credit than he gets. So speaking of quarterbacks and all-time rankings, I've been doing some research recently on the Hall of Fame quarterbacks because I think there's a new reality we have to accept. Whether you think Jalen is the second best quarterback currently, top 10, whatever you want to have him, he is on a Hall of Fame track. So we're going to talk about that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sponsors. So all offseason has been spent ranking Jalen top 10, top 5, wherever you want to put him. But I thought about this when he got his Super Bowl ring on Friday night. And you see the Super Bowl ring with Hurts on the side. You see MVP on the side of it. And it's a discussion we've had a little bit with James on the pod. But I think it's time to seriously take a look at the reality that Jalen Hurts is on a Hall of Fame track. So by winning that Super Bowl, he puts himself in a rare category. There are only 34 quarterbacks in NFL history that have won a Super Bowl. Now, obviously, there's been more than 34 Super Bowls, but there's a bunch that have won a few. Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, there's just lots of quarterbacks that have won multiple ones. So there's only 34 quarterbacks in NFL history that have won a Super Bowl. And Jalen is one of them. So right there, he has something that almost no other quarterback has, right? Only 33 other have, and you consider there's been thousands of quarterbacks in NFL history. So while we can say, you know, how much did he have to do with it, but whatever, like he has a Super Bowl ring. So once he gets that ring and that Super Bowl MVP, he is in the discussion for it. And the history shows he's got a pretty good chance of making it. So 34 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks in NFL history. And of those 34, 15 are already in the Hall of Fame. So a little under half already in the Hall of Fame. But there's going to be a bunch more that are going to get in. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees are definitely going to get in. I also think Eli Manning, Russell Wilson and Matthew Stafford will get in. I guess you could say they're not definite, but I think they're going to get in. So that would be 23. So of the 34 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, 23 are in. That's way more than 50%. In fact, if I pull out my handy dandy calculator here, some good live podcasting, 23 divided by 34. So almost 70%, 68% are in. So if you are a quarterback that wins the Super Bowl, you basically have a 70% chance of getting it to the Hall of Fame. Now, the reality is the Eagles could win another. Maybe it won't be next year, and winning them is not easy, obviously. But we all know the roster is stacked. They're like all those things. They are at least going to be in contention, I would think, for at least two more years. Now, there are 13 quarterbacks that have multiple Super Bowls. Troy Aikman, Brett Starr, Terry Bradshaw, John Elway, Greasy, Peyton Manning, Montana, Staubach, Mahomes, Brady. They're all in. Or sorry, Mahomes and Brady will be in. They're not in yet, obviously. Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, I think both will get in. And then, so that would be 12 out of 12, right? Well, that'll be in the Super Bowl. And then the one that's not in is Jim Plunkett. So Jim Plunkett has two Super Bowls. He is the only one that's not gotten in. Now, Jalen could end up having a much more impressive, and I think will end up having a much more impressive resume than Jim Plunkett. So Jim Plunkett started 144 games. He has a 500 record, 72-72. He has more career interceptions than touchdowns. And so right there, those three things, like not impressive. I can understand why he's not in. Now, I think two Super Bowls you deserve to be in, but he didn't have the resume to back it up. Jalen is likely going to end up having a resume that will be positive enough to back up the two Super Bowls. So Jalen has 77 games in the NFL with 66 starts. Obviously didn't start a ton his rookie year when he was the Wildcat quarterback. 46 and 20 record. So a way above 500 record. 85 passing touchdowns, 39 interceptions. So 2-1 basically there. But what I think is interesting is right now, when we talk about Jalen as a quarterback, no one ever really talks about his rushing yards. It's so much about the passing yards. It's so much about the passing game. And I get it. They need to improve there, like I said earlier in the pod. But the 3,133 rushing yards and the 55 rushing touchdowns, I think will end up helping his Hall of Fame case. He is going to end up with one of the most impressive rushing resumes from a quarterback. Now, Lamar obviously will, Cam Newton, Josh Allen. Like, there are other quarterbacks that are going to put impressive ones together. But right now, he's third all-time in rushing touchdowns. He's 10 behind Josh Allen, and then Cam Newton has 75. He will almost definitely pass Cam Newton. Barring injury, he'll pass him. He gets about 10 to 12 a year, and so he'll pass him in 2 years, maybe 3 years, barring injury. So now we'll see what Josh Allen does. But there's a chance Jalen Hurts retires as having the most rushing touchdowns of any NFL quarterback. There's also a good chance he retires with, 6,000 rushing yards. So While the passing numbers are probably not going to be impressive enough, the winning record and the rushing touchdowns combined with the Super Bowls, I think will give him a good chance. Now, obviously, like I said, not every quarterback that wins a Super Bowl gets in. But if you look at the ones that didn't, I think Jalen could end up having a better resume than most of them. So Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl, didn't get in. 97 starts, 100 touchdowns, 90 interceptions. Jalen will end up better than that. And he did not win Super Bowl MVP. Jalen did win Super Bowl MVP. Phil Simms, this is one that it might be hard to top. 159 starts, 11 years as a starter, 199 touchdowns, 157 interceptions. I don't think there's any shot Jalen ends up throwing 157 interceptions. He does win Super Bowl MVP. And I think maybe he should be in, but I think Jalen can have a resume similar to that. Joe Theismann, 8 years as a starter, 160 touchdowns, 138 interceptions, didn't win Super Bowl MVP. Jalen did. Then you look at Doug Williams, only 81 starts. I think does have an impressive resume. But you know, another interesting fact I thought was pretty wild. Washington has three quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls and none are in the Hall of Fame. Kind of crazy. But regardless, the point I'm making here is like Nick Foles is not going to get in. Trent Dilfer is not going to get in. Brad Johnson's not going to get in. Joe Flacco, I would assume, is not going to get in. You never know, I guess. But I don't think Joe Flacco gets in. So like right off the bat, you look at those, 12 quarterbacks that aren't in, and you could basically knock off four of them as being somewhat unique. Foles, Dilfer, and Brad Johnson just aren't going to get in. Foles was a backup. Dilfer and Brad Johnson didn't really have impressive careers outside of that. Joe Flacco is interesting. So it's really just like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 quarterbacks that are like in that gray area where they have some version of a resume and a Super Bowl, but not in. And again, if he gets another one, he's going to get in. So, you know, again, the rankings, whatever, like, I think Jalen has maybe a 70% chance to go in the Hall of Fame. You look at the fact that over half the quarterbacks that won a Super Bowl are in, or will be in, 23 of 34. That puts him at 70% right there. You knock him down a little bit from there because he still has a bunch of career ahead of him. But then after that, if he gets another one, he's probably in. And the Eagles, I don't know, have a 30% chance of winning the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. So I think there's a decent chance Jalen gets the three. And look, Tom Brady went 10 years between winning them. I don't think Jalen will be the starter in 10 years. That's going to be pretty hard to do. It's just not really what you see much anymore. But I think that when all is said and done, there's a good chance we'll be talking about a Jalen Hurts Hall of Fame press conference. So pretty wild when you're considering how this time last year, wasn't even sure he'd be the quarterback to start this year. And now we're talking about him likely being a Hall of Fame player. Winning the Super Bowl matters, despite what some people might want to tell you. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys, as always, so much for listening. Means the world to me. It's been a full year of these things. Pretty, pretty crazy. And now we're back and we're ready to go. And I can't wait to get going. So that'll do it for the pod. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.